I said, let's make something that's better. What if we make one that's just cane sugar and fruit and deliciousness, nothing weird, no fake stuff, and that's how we came up with Funtime Soda Pop.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studios. We're closing in on the 4th of July. Excited to have on the line celebrated automotive and motorsports voice and personality. You know him from great work with NASCAR, Top Gear, Hot Wheels, great TV host with the Super Fun, Floor is Lava, Barbecue Showdown, Southern and Hungry, and now he is a soda pop impresario with his own brand, his co-founder of Funtime Soda Pop, the one and only Rutledge Wood. Rut, happy 4th and welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you so much, brother. Great to be back with you. Happy 4th to you.
Yes, yes. It is a time for excitement all around independence. You become independent with this thing. You've done a ton, you know, with cars, sports, entertainment, TV, so much success, Indy 500, the Olympics. It's as big as it gets. But but this, talk about the brand and inspiration for Fun Times. I mean, this is crazy different from anything you've ever done. It's super fun.
Well, thanks, bro. You know, I wanted to kind of do something that was my own thing and stood alone. And really, it came out of necessity. You know, I've got three girls, and my youngest daughter is really allergic to synthetic dyes there and stuff. So I thought, well, I want to make something that she can really enjoy. We've always been a soda family growing up in the South. It's hard not to love everything that is Coca-Cola. But I said, let's make something that's better. And so I said, rather than some of these kind of weird sodas that are out there now that taste like melted Greek yogurt or apple cider vinegar, I said, what if we make one that's just cane sugar and fruit and deliciousness, nothing weird, no fake stuff. And that's how we came up with Funtime Soda Pop. So it's been so much fun so far. We got four different flavors. Probably the most patriotic is, of course, the Blue Raz, which looks like that red, white, blue popsicle that so many of us grew up with, the Bomb Pop. That was one of my favorites. I don't know if you tried that one yet. Oh, you got to. That one's great. The Groovy Grape, which tastes like grape, not like purple. So people will know the difference when they try it. We also have Chillin' Cherry, which is a cherry lime, and then Orange Sickle, which is an orange creamsicle. And they're all delicious if you have them straight up, or if you like to have them with your favorite spirits, they're real good with that too.
Oh, okay. All right. So for the adults in the room, that's something you can consider too. So when you came up with it, it's one thing, of course, to have, like you said, sort of that family need, like, hey, we want something that's healthier or doesn't conflict with things that we're going through or challenges we may have. That is one kind of good reason to do it. The other side of it is, of course, because it's fun, right? And it's cool. You mentioned you love soda. It's one thing to imagine, hey, wouldn't it be great? Like, you're sitting around with friends, it'd be awesome. It's another thing to actually make it happen. That is absolutely crazy. I got to imagine that it's maybe not that easy. So talk a little bit about that. Like, going from like an idea, did you have a buddy that was like, yeah, we can do that? I mean, how did it go?
Absolutely. So many, I think, great ideas come to fruition when you have another friend who's like, hey, that's not the worst idea I've ever heard. We should try that together. And this whole thing started probably 2.5 years ago, and a buddy and I were talking about what if we did something fun like this. And so we started looking into it. And, you know, there's so much to it. You have to figure out a formulation. And, you know, for me, I've grown up, I went to school for a marketing degree. So it's like I've just been marketing myself all these years with these different TV shows. So I thought, okay, how can we put all of these things into a product? And I wanted it to be something that was fun and family friendly. I didn't want to have an energy drink. So these things are all natural, no caffeine. And I want something that people could really enjoy together. So that was really where that whole idea started. But yes, it's incredibly difficult work. We're in 150 7-Elevens around the Chicagoland area. Wow. And about 20 other different markets and stores, which is so exciting. We're also in a ton of places in New York and sort of the five boroughs around New York City, and certainly down here in Georgia where I am too. But this 4th of July is just such a fun time to celebrate the success and the hard work that we've been putting in that's slowly starting to pay off. And hopefully it's something that we can continue to grow. I would love to be able to sponsor a NASCAR team one day to see that on a stock car.
Wow.
You know, after spending 20 years on the road with NASCAR, I think that would be so cool. But it's also on my race car that I race in the Toyota GR Cup Series with Precision Racing LA. So very exciting to do that. And I got the car on the podium for two races last year. So I'm going to try to do it again this year.
That was one of the questions. Of course, you know, like I said, you're out there promoting on a regular basis. You understand that avenue and how to go ahead and do that. And as far as getting out there and having it on the car, that's a natural. Obviously, that sounds really great. You know, fans of you would love to also be fans of fun time, you know? And so that was one of the questions. It's one thing to go ahead and make it, but then you've got to get it into all these stores. Has that been an easy process? I'm sure people love to talk to Rutledge Wood, but is it easy to say, hey, it's great to meet you, now put my stuff in your store?
Well, it's a yes and no. I mean, I've been really lucky to have some amazing opportunities. I got to be at the Chicago Auto Show earlier this year. They've got a new display there at Chi-Town Alley, and I got to be a part of that with my friend Sung Kang, who we have this movie Drifter that we did together. And so to get to be there and talk about that, it helps to open a lot of different doors. But all of my success has really come from the people that have watched me and supported me since day one, since the first time I went on TV for NASCAR. And, you know, you're so kind to mention all those other shows that I've done, but the reason all of those have been successful is these people watch and support me. And it's been really special to see through Amazon. We got to do our first Prime Days this year, and it was last week. And to see how many people ordered Fun Times, then got it and tried it and sent back messages and reviews and said, oh my gosh, this stuff is actually really good. Like, I wasn't sure, but it's just been incredible to see that support, and also to feel that from people like Toyota and Toyota Racing has just been really special.
Well, Chicago loves its soda, and we actually call it pop, right? I don't know if mm-hmm. as you go around the country and you get sort of that, you know, soda pop culture, right? I'm sure people have different relationships with it in different parts of the country, but we absolutely love it. It's got to be gratifying though, Rutt, because here's the reason that you're on here is because we love you. Fans love you. You know, we're supporting you. I haven't tried it yet, but I know it's good. And I know that you wouldn't be behind it if it wasn't. 7-Eleven is an awesome place to be. We've got a lot more places than just 7-Eleven here. So hopefully people get it into more places here, but it's got to feel good to have people just kind of sight unseen saying, hey, if Rutt's doing it, we're excited.
It's so special. And I'm so thankful and appreciative of you and so many other people that have been supportive of the old time. I think the good news is I've tried to always just be myself and be very genuine and honest about things I'm doing. I want you to know, to get to a soda that tastes as good as Fun Times does, we had a lot of not so great taste tests on our way to get here. Because you're trying to do that thing where I go, okay, well, I'd love it if it was like 0 calorie or 20 calorie, and we'll get there eventually. But I wasn't happy with what was out there, because there's also a lot of people that are like really sensitive to some of the more natural sweeteners, but aren't necessarily real. They kind of are funky and whatever, but we had to try a lot of different ones to where we finally were like, oh my gosh, these are great. You don't get any like weird throat coat. I mean, it's no different from when you're working on a barbecue sauce and you're trying to really perfect that, or even your rub to make sure if the whole family's coming over and I'm smoking these pork butts on the Traeger this weekend, I got to make sure everything's great. It's that same sort of thing where you experiment, you try something a little different, go, ooh, okay, there's a little too much there, not enough here. It's that same process, which is funny because it's also a lot like racing. You know, you try something a little different for a couple laps. Did it work? Did it not? But it has been so fun, especially when we get to go and do taste tests, and we've had some great sampling around Chicago, and to hear what people think, and then they're like, oh wait, that's the guy from The Floor Is Lava. So one thing I can tell you is that the very first inspiration, I said, I want this for kids to feel like I took a little bit of the lava, and that's where the formulation came from. So we called our very first drink, which is now Chill and Cherry, we called it Lava Rock Pop, right? Mm-hmm. And if you know The Floor Is Lava, then you can go, oh, it's like Floor Is Lava. Okay, yeah, this is great. But it turns out if you had not heard of that, then people thought that it might be spicy.
Yes.
Like, why was someone selling a spicy soda? So that marketing research helped me go, okay, we need a new name, and changed it shortly after.
Well, the naming is one thing. You got four flavors. Obviously, you started with some strong ones, but you know how people are. They're going to say, hey, you got to have this, or I love that. What were some that kind of ended up on the cutting room floor? Was there like a cucumber? So, you know, or did someone come in with something, you know, aunt so-and-so, and you're trying to placate her by including some sort of random weird thing? Like, what didn't make the cut?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you, we tried to make a cola. And, you know, living in the South, everybody calls every kind of soda a Coke, right? So you guys have pop. Some people further north, they say soda. That's really where the idea of like, okay, well, let's catch all. Let's call it soda pop. But we tried to make this natural cola, but it really, cola is not a natural flavor. It's a combination of all these other things to kind of get this. And I gotta be honest, it was not good. All the different ones we tried, I was like, well, I can't sell this. This is not there. This is kind of gross. But we've had some funny ideas of like, oh, what if we take people kind of like cucumber, but and I was like, yeah. That's not it. Like, we can't mix two weird things together. Oh, let's do a cucumber melon. And I'm like, no, people don't want that in a soda. Like, that's not it. Yeah. Because I really think the point of a soda should be to be delicious. So I want to, like, nail that. And I think we've done it. But we certainly have other flavors that we are working on for the future. I don't want to give any away because we're trying to make them really jump off the shelf. But the branding has been fun because we get to kind of make our own stuff. And I've, of course, leaned on a lot of friends to help us along the way. We get to use, like, my old delivery van is a 62 Grumman body step van that's, you know, it's on airbags and looks like the thing you'd see on the Hot Rod Power Tour. And so we have a lot of fun things. I also have like a 94 Toyota Previa that's getting wrapped right now. We did a summer contest where people threw a bunch of different wrap ideas together to put a vinyl wrap on there, and it'll be unveiled soon. But it's just been such a fun thing to do and to really take all the stuff I've done in my career and kind of put it towards this. And then I have a new show that'll come out this fall, and hopefully I'll get to come back and tell you about that when it's officially, when our date to release is out. But it's been really special to see all of this come to fruition. It's been great. And also, we got a long way to go. We are just inching up the staircase, but it's a big climb for sure.
Yeah, you think about it, you know, you get an opportunity to do it. It seems like it's a huge departure, a million miles from other things that you've done. But as you're describing it, you know, all those people, whether it's the ways to market or integrate it or where the fan base would come from, it's a nice natural pivot where you can take stuff that you've done and incorporate it. I love the delivery van idea. I love the, you know, all the appearances and the ways to go ahead and do that. And everybody drinks soda. Everybody likes soda, so I think everybody could be a potential customer for sure for all of that. Of course, what, headed into the 4th of July, it is one of those very few holidays that everybody celebrates, right? Everybody gets together with family and friends, and it's food and all that kind of stuff. People want to know, how does Rutledge, how are you going to be celebrating the weekend?
Oh, we're going to get friends and family together. In our town of Peachtree City, Georgia, there is this legendary 4th of July parade that happens every year. And I have been in it. My first time being in it was a senior in high school, and I didn't think to get stuff early for it. So we went to Walmart the day before, and everything red, white, and blue was sold out. So we had to go with a birthday theme. So back then we did Happy Birthday USA all over my little car. But this is our second year doing a Fun Time Soda Pop float. And we have not only hundreds and hundreds of dollars and pounds worth of candy to throw out, because that's a big thing, but we also have a bunch of Fun Times t-shirts. We have bracelets, necklaces, sunglasses. We have a bunch of those little rubber ducks that people seem to be putting on Jeeps lately, which is a trend I definitely don't understand.
Yeah,
but we have those that we wrote Fun Time Soda Pop all over. So it's going to be great. Once we do that in the morning, all my daughters will join me with that and a bunch of their friends. And then we'll probably spend the rest of the day in the pool and grilling out and just having a great time. And then fireworks right here in town, too. I always tell people, we're like 30 minutes south of Atlanta, and I've got lots of family from Chicago, and they're actually all coming down this year, so they'll be here with us. But it's like the best day ever in our town every single year. It just smiles. It's so happy.
It's always good. This year, of course, the 250th, so even bigger. It's going to be a summer filled with fun times and icy cold refreshment and all of that kind of stuff that Rutledge is serving up these days. So we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. We know about all the 7-Elevens as you kind of get into more places. And WGN is a huge station, so there's people far outside of the Chicago market that are hearing this and thinking, where can I get some for that? And social media, where can people go?
Well, you can, of course, follow me at Rutledge Wood, which is on pretty much anything, RUTLEDGE, Wood. And then, of course, Fun Time Soda Pop. You can find us on Amazon. We are prime for almost everybody. And soon we're going to be in lots of other stores, too, across the U.S. But if you're in the Chicagoland area, go find a 7-Eleven or any of the kind of cool Cermak markets. There's a bunch of other markets we're in. And in New York, we're in like 250 bodegas and markets all across the city. and going out towards the Hamptons too. So, man, I appreciate the support. I promise if everybody tries it, they're going to love it. It's so delicious. And I got to get you some, clearly.
Yes. If you're anticipating global domination, right, you need to like get it in as many hands of people that can help share, carry the torch, spread the word as possible. Thanks so much for everything, right? Enjoy the holiday. Best to you and the family. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, Dane, thank you, brother. And you're one of those things that makes this country so great to know how much love you put into entertaining so many people across the country. And what WGN does is so special. Thanks for having me, brother. Can't wait to see you soon.